It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Welcome back, friend of the station, Steve Earle. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, man. It's good to be here.
Good to see you. A new album,
yeah.
Terraplane.
Yeah.
Would it be okay? Would you accept the description as a more or less dirty blues record?
It's a blues record. I mean, it's not, it's you know, my stuff is... usually has some kind of sonic template that I'm thinking about just because it's just the way I am. And I like the records I grew up with. And this one, the sonic template was Howlin' Wolf Records and the first two ZZ Top records in Canned Heat when it comes back. Because I decided to make a blues record. So there you go.
And it does have some stomp to it. It isn't a weepy blues record.
No, it's a really good band that I've got, and we, you know, the antidote to the blues is various things, and it can be wallowing in it, and there's some of that occurs, but there's also, you know, everything from trying to make the best of a bad situation to just flat lying about it too that goes on, and that stuff tends to be more up tempo.
Well, why don't you play a song, and then we can talk about the Dukes, which you just mentioned, and a number of other things.
This thing is this kind of stuff I've been doing for a while, because I saw Mance Lips going to Lightning and Hopkins in the same room at the same time. There had to be a kind of a Mance kind of thing, and this is it. On my neck, and I'm free. Can't nobody tie me down. Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. Got a baby on the east side, honey on the west. Got a woman uptown, but the downtown gals are best. And I'm free. Can't nobody tie me down. Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. Watch this now. I'm free. Can't nobody tie me down. Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now. She gone. I'm free. Can't nobody tie me down. Nothing ever worries me. Ain't nobody's daddy now.
KCSN. We're joined by Steve Earle. We're just talking about his new release, Terraplane. When you approach writing, you've been doing it a long enough time now, and it is a vocation. There's a question there. How much of songwriting remains a vocation versus there's nothing you could do if you tried to not write?
Well, I mean, it's both. It's not... it's... you know, that's kind of what a vocation is, you know, as opposed to just a job. And I don't, I was put here to do this. I believe that. You know, I don't, and even the other stuff I do, and in particular write songs. The other stuff I do makes the songwriting stronger. I mean, all of it, writing prose, writing poetry, acting even. When you read words, memorize and read words that were written by David Simon and Tim Blake Nelson, then your writing gets better. Yeah, so that's That's a lot of what that is. And I just do all this other stuff, and I bring it back to the home base craft, and hopefully it makes it stronger.
Do you sit down and apply a discipline that finds the songs, or do the songs find you, or is it a combination thereof?
It's both. I mean, I've you know, written songs because, oh, I need a song to do this specific thing. I've written songs for films and television. You know, I was asked to write one of the best songs I've ever written is This City, and I was asked by David Simon for a pretty specific thing, a song that you know, Harley, my character, would have written in you know, right after the storm, and we were going to see that song get written and see it get, you know, kind of become something, become part of the story. So you know, but it doesn't mean I wasn't inspired. I was kind of living and breathing New Orleans during those couple of years of Tremé. So it was I'm pretty proud of that song.
Do you ever have those moments of where a song appears out of nowhere and you just got to rush to grab it before it's gone?
It's happened. It doesn't, you know, it's rare, but it does happen. It's happened several times. I've been doing it long enough. It's happened more than once. And you just, and that's one reason I like, you know, technology. That stuff goes on my phone immediately. You know, that notes program in my phone is something I use a lot. And the cool thing about it is, you know, the kind of phone I have and the kind of computer I have, it's already sitting on the computer when I get home. So I write on a computer most of the time now rather than on paper. I can't read my handwriting sometimes the next day when I have those moments. So I like the phone.
I was going to say, a lot of times when you get those bursts of inspiration and you try to get them down, the next time you go look at them, it's, what the hell was this?
Yeah, no, I know. It's like it becomes a rune, and which no one can decipher. I've had that happen, yeah.
Well, there's a good application for technology, as cited by Mr. Steve Earle. You want to play something else for the folks out there?
This kind of started out to be the lightning thing. There is a lightning thing on the record, but this was going to be it, but it turned into Smokestack somehow. And so this is the closest thing to a chick song on this record, I think. So, hey, baby, let your hair hang down. Hey, baby, let your hair hang down. Fall out soft rain all around. Hey, honey, put your lips on mine. Hey, honey, put your lips on mine. Smooth like silk, sweet like wine. The kiss tastes like that. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. Hey, baby. Hey, baby, whisper in my ear. So I can hear. Hey, honey, when you call my name. Hey, honey, when you call my name. Heaven shake and angels sing. I know it's a sin, but I want you bad. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. Hey, baby, won't you let me in? honey, won't you let me in? It's cool out here, I'm shivering. Hey, honey, turn your light down low. Hey, honey, turn your light down low. Mama and them, and your man won't know. Breaks my heart when you treat me bad. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had. You're the best lover that I ever had.
That's You're the Best Lover I Ever Had, a live rendition of that song from Terraplane, done by Steve Earle, who joins us today on KCSN. You worked with R.S. Field on this record, right?
I was making a blues record. He was the only person that I knew that had made a Buddy Guy record and two John Mayall records. So it seemed the natural place to turn.
Yeah, that's, you know what? Those are some good credentials. That would be one where you go,
Yeah.
And might I add that he also then was going to work with you. So you put that together, and that's an interesting troika.
Well, he's a good guy. He's like, I've known him a long time. He's one of my oldest friends.
You did it in Nashville mostly, right?
It was all in Nashville. It was all done 6 days at House of Blues D, which is an interesting studio because it's an old shotgun shack that was moved over from Memphis. A studio was built in it there. And then when Gary Bell's kind of moved that whole operation to Nashville, he cut it in half and put it on two flatbed trailers and hauled it over to Nashville and then set it up. And then put an API console that was in House of Blues out here in the Valley. He moved that to Nashville, and that's the console that's actually in the place. So it's a room about the size of this one that we're in right now, the main tracking room. It's a pretty small studio. Then there's a couple of ISO booths, but they're small. And control room's as big as the studio is. Pretty comfortable, though, when it gets right down to it, because we weren't going to overdub anything anyway. The only thing overdubbing this is a couple of guitar solos of Chris's.
The idea about Nashville, as I was mentioning the fact that you did it in Nashville, I started thinking about you and Nashville and an evolution, I guess, of your relationship with Nashville and,
right,
and possibly your perspective of Nashville as it exists today.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, there's one of those things that, like, as a place to record, I still record there. I always will. You know, there's friends of mine now that are telling me, you know, move back to Nashville. You know, Jack White's there and the Black Keys are there. Well, Jack White's from Detroit and the Black Keys are from Akron. So, you know, and I live in New York and I think I'll stay in New York. It's one of those deals. So Nashville seems cool if you're from Akron. It's one of those deals. I thought it was really cool when I moved there from Texas. So it's just those things are relative. I need more I need live theater and Major League Baseball at this point in my life.
Do you want to play one more for us from the record, sir?
Sure. If I'm going to do this is the lightning thing. Born, the moon cross the sun. Mama cries, sweet Jesus, what have I done? Lord have mercy on my unfortunate son. Before I drew my second breath, mama knew. Just giving birth to the king of the blues. Day somewhere somebody else died, alone in a dark room and nobody crying. There can only be one I can't be denying. Yeah, I'd rather just told everybody the news. The king is dead, long live the king of the blues.
13th of the line. First of my name and the last of my kind. One foot in the grave, one hand on the handle of time. Descended directly from St. John the Conqueror. Rattling away, I'm the king of the blues. I'm a lover, a fighter, a prophet, a fool. Keeper of confidence is the law to misrule. A consummate jack of all trades of the Dickensian school. There ain't never been no kind of love I couldn't lose. I'm the high priest of lonesome and the king of the blues.
It's Steve Earle, 88.5 KCSN, performing songs from Terraplane. Tomorrow night, you're going to be at the Grammy Museum, will be. You're not only going to get to hear the music from this new record, Terraplane, but also the gift of storytelling that comes naturally to our guest today. I want to thank you for coming out. It's always good having you here, because every time I see you, I learn something.
Ah, well, I appreciate it, and it's nice to have a radio station that plays me in Los Angeles, so that's one of those deals. I needed that really bad.
And we're glad to have you, and we're always glad to celebrate the release of the new record, Terraplane. It, of course, is a Steve Earle and the Dukes record, and for those of you who are so inclined, tomorrow night at the Grammy Museum, a chance to see him spin even more tales and sing even more songs, so we encourage you to do so, and thanks again for coming out today, Steve. Always good. You got it. Steve Earle live on KCSN.